everybody, and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And joining me on this month's show, we'll be catching up with the managers at Workington, Hillsdale in Town, Witton Albion, Grimsby Borough and Stamford. And speaking of Stamford, that's where we're going to first on this week's show as we check in with the Midlands Division. And leading the way up at the top of the Midlands Division as we head into 2023, we have got Stamford 2 points clear of Hillsdale in Town, who we'll also be hearing from on this week's show. But also 2 points off top spot, we've got Spalding United. So very much a three horse race up at the top of the Midlands Division, with Sporting Kalzer not too far away as well. But let's hear now from the league leaders of the Midlands Division. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Stamford manager. Here's Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big welcome back to the show and a happy new year to you. And, well, back-to-back wins in 2023 thus far. I mean, what's the mood like at Stamford?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, I was a bit disappointed because we had an opportunity of going 8 points clear, but we lost 3 and 4 games due to different reasons, really. In two of them games, we went down to 10 men. So it's always a struggle when you're a man down against good sides, Coleshill and Spalding. But we, you know, we went right to the final whistle in them games, but didn't get the results. So, you know, going into the new year, it's really important that we got off to a flyer, and we have done.
I mean, how tricky was that enforced winter break that all the managers in the Northern Premier League have had to deal with? Because, you know, there's that Coleshill defeat. Little did you know that it was going to be so long before you could put that right. And then you're straight back at it with the likes of Spalding United. I mean, that's tough in December.
Yeah, it was tough because obviously from the Coleshill, we had the sending off of Big Jack Duffy, my striker, and that's dragged on and on and on. And I mean, he returns this week. So, you know, it's been such a long time since the kids played football. So that hurt us, you know, quite a bit. We thought he'd be back for the Spalding game, and obviously he wasn't. And was a little bit short on numbers because, like most clubs, they've had flu in the camp recently. And we went there and we had a couple of players having to play with it. We were short on numbers, but we give a good account of ourselves after going down to 10 men. And, you know, I felt we'd kicked on quite well and was unfortunate not to get the equaliser. You know, we could have gone 2-1 up. Margetts missed the penalty with 10 men, and it could have been different stories. But, you know, the break don't help. The COVID breaks obviously proved a right pain in the bum. And now, you know, we had the winter snap and a lot of colds and flus around. So players have been missing. So it's always been quite difficult over the Christmas period, really, Ben.
But all that being said, we're now, you know, into 2023 good and proper. And there you are, 2 points clear, up at the top of the Midlands Division. I can't help but look, though, and go, well, we're back here again, aren't we, with this two-point gap between the top three. I mean, with that regard, it's set up quite nicely. But, I mean, how do you see the league table at the moment from a Stamford point of view?
I think people, you know, always speak Stamford, Elzo in. Spalding's really proved a thorn in both our sides. You know, they've been up there for so long unbeaten. It was nice to see them finally get beat, and it'd be nice to see how they react to that. On Saturday away at Shepshed. But, you know, people talk Stamford Elzo in all the time because of what's happened over the previous couple of seasons. But, you know, Sporting Kelsa, Baldonia, you know, the teams that we've just beat, Corby and Harborough, you know, they'll all have a say about running into them playoff areas. And I think it's going to be right tight, right to the wire again, Ben. It's going to be perhaps the last game saloon shootout. And, you know, if we get to that stage and we've got a chance of winning it on that last day, you know, I'd take that right now. I really would.
And speaking of Corby and Harbour, and, you know, 2-0 wins over those two teams who, you know, the playoff line is there for them. They can see it in the distance. So they really wanted those victories. So that does bode very well, the way you bounce back like that against those two teams, those two competitive teams.
Definitely. Like I say, I thought we played really well for 70 minutes with 10 men against Spalding. So I was really upbeat after the performance. I thought the lads run through brick walls for me. You know, and they showed a real character and a real desire to try and get something from the game. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But we had to roll the sleeves up and go into, you know, a local derby with Corby. And, you know, Lee was doing a fantastic job there. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game. But to come away with a clean sheet, 2 goals... Perhaps could have been a couple more on the day, but it was quite a dominant performance. And then we thought, you know, we're going up to Harborough, who's perhaps a step up from Corby. So to produce the same result was fantastic. The lads did really well.
Now, we'll get to the immediate games in a second, because you've got a tough game against Durham Town this weekend. Hinckley's coming up and Bedworth United. But I do have to talk about the games that are in the distance right at the end of the season. Third to last game is Spalding United at home. Then you've got Yaxley. Then you finish off at the Grove against Hillsborough in town. I'm going to be speaking to Craig Nicholls in a second. Neither one of you two managers want that game to matter at the end of the season, do you? But they settle quite nicely for it at the moment.
You've got to look at it this way, Ben. I mean, if you're going into the last game of the season, a chance to be champions, you've got to think, I'll take that right now. Both managers, Spalding's manager, the lot will say, you know, it'd be nice to get the job done, you know, long before that. But this league's that tight. I can't see any team running away with it. I really can't. I think it's going to go right down to the wire. And if it goes to that last game, you know, what an atmosphere that will be. But, you know, we've still got to stay in there. It's you know, anybody can, you know, lose two or three games on the bounce like we, you know, lost three out of four. So it's about just chalking them wins up now and just keeping that pressure on everybody else and teams talking about yourselves and fearing yourselves and doing what Stanford do and just find them results when they need to at the big times. And I think that's just what we've done in the last two performances. So if it went to that last game of the season, it'd certainly be an umdinger. But would I take it right now? And the answer is yes, I really would.
And how important is that? Because we've had these chats loads of times, Graeme. How important is that level of experience that you've got for this running? Because it is shaping up like it's going to get quite nervy. So you're going to need that level of experience that you've got for these situations.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look last year, I speak to Dave Hilton quite a bit, the chairman of Ilkeston, and he was saying, you know, the pressure we was putting on Ilkeston, they was buckling. And, you know, to finish a point behind him in the end was really, really close. I think the experience of just that know-how, how to stay calm in certain situations and not panic, and when, you know, your players are getting a little bit uptight, just take the pressure off them a little bit, I think really helps. And, you know, for managers who've not been in that situation, you know, they can get quite panicky themselves and think every result's a relief. I just look at every result weekly about ourselves and think, you know, have we produced the goods to deserve to win a game of football? If we haven't, then I have to point them points of view out to the players and make sure that we're better in the following game. And I think, you know, every manager says you take each game as it comes, and you do. I never look at building blocks. I hear managers on radios and in papers saying we look at monthly blocks and things like that. I don't see the point. You know, things can change so quickly. Injuries, suspensions. You know, I think you should take every game as it comes and, you know, look forward to playing each game. And if the lads are up for it and you can get them, you know, ready to go, hopefully they come out on top.
And Durham Town this weekend to the immediate. What's your thoughts on this game? And after that, you've got Hinckley as well, which will be a tough game. What's your thoughts on these ones?
Well, Durham, we played them in midweek, which, you know, I think the league thought it was quite local. But it was 2 hours away in midweek on a Tuesday night, second game of the season, third game or whatever it was. And it was a real tough fixture. And I've put in my programme notes this week, you know, I thought Durham for long periods was the better team. And it went right to I think it was right at the very end, Jack Duffy scored two and we won the game 3-1, I think it was. And it was a real tough game. You know, they're a young side. A lot of the lads have come out of pro game or they're in a development squad. And, you know, they work really hard and put you under a lot of pressure. Got good pace about them. They're well organised. You know, the manager, when I spoke to him early doors, said, how do you think we'll fare in the league? I said, it's a long, hard slog. You know, every game is tough. And I'm expecting that on Saturday. And then going into Hinckley, you know, we only beat them 1-0. And that, again, I thought Hinckley had long periods of the game where they was very good, put us under a lot of pressure and was unfortunate not to get something at Stamford. So they're two very tough games. I don't ever look at league positionings because I just know how tough this is. Yaxley, you know, they just lost to Chasetown 1-0. Hells Owens only just beat them 1-0. Spalding only beat them 1-0. You know, and people say, well, we put six past them, you know. Oh, they've only got Yaxley today. Well, it just proves how tough these games are, you know, by them, you know, nicking the 1-0 results. But they all count for 3 points, and credit to them, that's what they got. So, you know, I just know these next two fixtures are going to be really tough.
And last question, Graeme, just about this second half of the season. I mean, it's shaping up quite nicely, but it's going to be a bit nervy at times. So how much are you looking forward to it, Graham, this second half of the season and what's possible at Stamford?
I love the turn of the year, mate, to be fair. We always come strong after the turn of the year. Hopefully we can continue that this year. You know, we seem to have this bit of desire if we're in and around it at Christmas. You know, second part of the season is where we kick on, and we've got to do that now. And we've started well. You know, we started with two clean sheets, which is really important. You know, four goals on the board and players coming back fit now. You know, the likes of Marshall Willock's back now. Jack Duffy returns this week. We've just got Rob Morgan back strong and fit. Cam Johnson back strong and fit. James London back strong and fit. So, you know, the camp is really healthy. We've only got Isaac Curry now out on the injured list. And, you know, unfortunately, Saturday we've lost a player, perhaps for all season. And I'd like to give him a shout out to top lad, Mikey Armstrong. Freak injury on Saturday. 50-50 tackle with Joel Carter at Harborough. And Mikey's broke four bones in his foot and dislocated his toe. And it looks like he's going to be out for the season. So that's a bit of a blow for us because he's a top lad, top player. But we've got the strength and depth, hopefully, to cope with it.
Well, a speedy recovery to Mike Armstrong, and hopefully he bounces back soon. But Graham Drury, manager of Stamford. Go on.
Sorry, buddy. Do you mind if I just mention Mozza and Brad Birch at Els Owen? They've both received breaks just recently as well, and I'd like to wish them a speedy recovery as well.
Yes, absolutely. Sending our best to Kieran Morris and Brad Birch, and here's to a speedy recovery. Well, Graham Drury, manager of Stamford, a big thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to you, and all the best in the coming matches, and a big thank you for coming on the show.
Brilliant, man. Thanks very much, mate.
Stamford manager Graham Drury there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's stick with the Midlands division now and go to the team currently sitting second in the league table, just 2 points behind Stamford in the Midlands division. That's Hales Owen Town. And let's hear now from one of the joint managers at the Grove. It's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Nicholls. Well, Craig, a big happy new year to you and welcome back to the show. Back to action after the enforced winter break. But Hales Owen continuing the unbeaten run with three draws, admittedly. But what's the mood like at the Grove at the moment?
If I'm being honest, it's been a little bit up and down with the three draws that we've had. We've had parts of those games that we've performed quite well, and then we've had parts of the games where we've been a little bit off our game, whether that's to do with the opposition or just ourselves. You know, I'm not quite sure at times, but, and I know a lot of managers will probably say the same, but we've struggled with injury, with illness. We've had players go into hospital with some of this winter virus that's been going around, and it's probably had a bit of a negative effect on the whole group, really. And I don't think we've been 100% for probably 4 to 5 weeks now.
So with that regard, you must be pleased that you're keeping the points ticking over at least, because this title race up at the top of the division, it's kind of like here we go again with the Midlands division. Three teams with not much separating one another. I mean, how important was it to keep the points tally ticking over after that enforced winter break?
Oh, massive. You know, we played three tough opposition as well. You know, that we knew they were going to be tough games. And, you know, on one side of it, you go, oh, yeah, they dropped points. But, you know, you still not lost a game. And that's what you can keep looking at as a positive, is the fact that we've been able to, you know, get back into games if we were 1-0 down like we were against Sutton. You know, and dig out a result when we're maybe not at our best and struggling with sort of injuries and illness.
And with regards to, you know, that sense of momentum, and if I could take your mind back all the way to, you know, the Chasetown match back at the end of November,
yeah.
You know, coming off the back of the Stamford defeat, there was a bit of character there, wasn't there, to come back, pick up a win, then go three games unbeaten with victories as you're headed towards that enforced winter break. So that did bode very well up until Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Chasetown game again, you know what you're going to get with Chasetown. They've got some very, very good players, good management that know how to get results. And you can see by them at the moment, they're starting to put a little bit of a run together themselves. So, yeah, we've got some really good character in the group. There's some experienced players. There's some good young players that they've been in and around the area and been in and around the circuit for a while now, and they've got experience. And, you know, you have to use that experience to get through sticky spells. And, you know, every team, every year in a season, is going to have a sticky patch that, you know, they have to get through. And if you can get draws rather than losses in a sticky patch, then it's a positive going forward.
You mentioned player availability as well, and it's looking like we're going to have just Saturday games for Hales, Owen, for the remainder of the month. I mean, we'll come to the opponents you've got for the remainder of January in a second, but is that a positive as well, the fact that you've got time now in between games to bring these players back to fitness?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's probably been a bit of a blessing, actually, that we didn't play Tuesday because the game was called off, which was our Senior Cup game. How, you know, we were ready to play that game and whatever, but it maybe has give a couple of players another couple of days to get up to speed and have a training session rather than a game and that kind of thing. So, yeah, in one respect, it's a good thing. But in another respect, sometimes it's nice to have that Saturday, Tuesday, because it keeps that momentum going and it keeps the motivation as well with the players, because obviously, you know, players want to play matches more than they want to train. So, you know, but so we just have to keep making sure that training's good and exciting and interesting to keep them going.
Now, just touching upon this title race, because one game at a time and all that, and we know how tricky the games are in the Midlands division. It's always one of the, well, since its existence, it's always been one of the closest divisions in the MPL, and that's no accident. But, you know, you've still got to play Spalding at some point in February. I can't remember if it was yourself or Graham I spoke to about this last game of the year on Saturday the 22nd of April. I know that's a long way off, Stamford at home, but oh, it's shaping up, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on how this title race and promotion picture is shaping up in the Midlands division?
To be honest, after last year, I didn't envisage it being any different to last year, to be honest. Maybe there's a couple of teams that you would have expected to be maybe up there as well with us from last season, but it was always going to be tough. I speak to Graham regularly from Stamford. We chat quite a lot about different things and stuff like that. And, you know, we both know that, you know, we're going in the right direction with what we're trying to do for the rest of the season. And, you know, Spalding are obviously doing the same, and Kelsham and Bolmer are on our heels as well. And, you know, he's going to go all the way down to the wire. And if it is that game that's the big one, then, you know, brilliant. You know, we'll have a big crowd at the Grove that day that will be pushing us, you know, to get the result that we need. But, like, there's 15, 16 games before that could make a massive difference to where we're at when we get to that point.
Yeah, I was going to mention the crowd as well, because obviously you've got two home games coming up this weekend against Gresley, and then a significant game against Bolton St Michael's as well on the 21st. But what a crowd against Sporting Cowles, over 1,200 there at the Grove on the 2nd of January. That crowd there is going to help that momentum that you're looking for 2023, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. You know, having big crowds at this level, one, they can really push you on and excite you and get you up for a game. And two, you know, some players maybe have never played in front of, you know, supporters, that many supporters. So, you know, you have to sort of look at it and make sure that the players are ready and expecting, you know, that support, because it can be quite daunting, particularly for, say, younger players who have not played in that environment before. You know, you have to help them out and put an arm around the shoulder and make sure that they're, you know, okay with it, because one mistake is going to get scrutinised as much as one bit of quality gets praised. So, you know, obviously it's a big thing, but on the whole, you know, when you're walking out of the Grove and there's 1,200 people screaming and shouting, yelps, 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 it's a massive boost for you.
Yeah, you're going to be selling a lot of tickets if that Stamford game at the end of the season is really important, that's for sure. Just to say about the here and now, you know, Gresley this weekend, we've seen, haven't we, with Bedworth and Sutton Coldfield in recent results, there's no easy games in this league. Tough game this weekend at home to Gresley.
Yeah, Gresny are solid. They're solid. You know, they've probably not got some of the results that they deserve at times. They're a strong outfit. They've got a good manager in Abbo who sets teams up, to stifle and to frustrate and stuff like that. And we know that's what we're going to get, being as though we're the home team. We need to make sure that we're going into the game confident but patient as well, that we know that we can break them down and keep working at it, because they'll be resilient, they'll be tough, they'll keep working at it. He'll get them at it from minute one. So it will be a tough game, and obviously with the conditions as well. You know, the weather's not great at the moment. Sometimes if the pitch is a little bit boggy or a bit sort of heavy, it becomes a bit of a leveller.
And just a final question as well, Craig. We've touched upon it already, but this second half of the season certainly shaping up for the neutral anyway to be really, really exciting for everyone else involved. I'm sure it's pretty, very nerve-wracking to say the least. But how much are you looking forward, you and Martin, to the second half of the season and what's possible at Halesowe in this season?
Yeah, I'm massively excited. I love what I do. I've loved the job, every minute of the job since we've been in, whether it was win, lose or draw. There's frustrating times, there's fantastic times, and that's the life of a football manager, isn't it? You know, you have to deal with every scenario that comes up, and you know, these last 16 games, every game is going to be different. There's going to be different outcomes, different situations that happen within the game, and it's just how you as a manager and as a group, and you know, myself, Martin and Josh as a management staff, you know, we get together and make decisions on what we do and try and make sure we're making the right decisions. And you know, that goes then for the players then when they're implementing what we're looking to do. But yeah, massively exciting. It's going to be a good run. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and we'll just have to keep pushing in the direction that we want to go.
Great stuff. Well, Craig Nicholls, joint manager at Halesowe Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Happy New Year to you, and all the best in the coming games.
Happy New Year, mate. Cheers.
One of the joint managers at Halesowe in town, Craig Nicholls there, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the East Division now, and up at the top of the East Division, a big congratulations to Worksop Town. Their record-breaking winning streak continues, and we will be hearing from Worksop Town in the coming weeks. Stockton Town, they're currently sitting second in the league table, 5 points ahead of Stocksbridge Park Steels and 8 points ahead of Hebburn Town. Filling the last playoff spot currently in the East Division, we've got Cleethorpes Town. They're 5 points clear of Dunstan and 6 points clear of our next guests, Grimsby Borough. Grimsby Borough are in the middle of a very good unbeaten run at the moment. A 2-0 victory for them at Calton Town on Saturday. And let's hear more now on the mood at the Lincolnshire Club. And it's a welcome back to the show to Grimsby Borough manager. Here's Daniel Barrett. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year to you. And, the last time we spoke, I think it was the start of November, might have been the end of October, and it's been a sensational run that Grimsby have been on, and we've had this enforced winter break, but the unbeaten run continues. What's the mood like at Grimsby at the moment?
Yeah, the mood in the camp's really good. Happy New Year to yourself, by the way. The mood in camp's really good. I think it's 11 unbeaten now, and most importantly, it's 2 wins on the bounce. So we're just going to hopefully keep the trend going.
On recent shows, I've been talking about this enforced winter break because it was a long time. It's like 3 weeks of no competitive football. And the first game back is on Boxing Day away at Cleethorpes in front of a crowd of 1,300 there on the Lincolnshire coast for that local derby. I mean, that's superb, isn't it? That is welcome back to football, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, to be fair, and credit to Cleethorpes, the day was great. There was really welcoming and everybody there. It was nice to see a lot of local faces down, especially with it being Christmas. The game was played in good spirits. It was very competitive. I won't lie, I was disappointed with the result. I think we should have won. I think we was the better team. I think we had more of the ball and created the better chances in the second half. Did enough to win it, but at the same time, going away from home to a team who should be in and around the playoffs and getting a point is always good for us. So all in all, happy with the result in the end.
Yes, and you followed that up with, you know, some excellent results against Carlton and Bridlington Town as well. So as we head into 2023 now, what's the mood at the club like more generally? Because you're outside the playoffs, but 6 points outside the playoffs on this good run of form at the moment, and obviously that enforced winter break hasn't affected that run. So, I mean, what's the mood like at the club more generally now as we head towards 2023?
Yeah, it's a lot more positive. I've had to, and I will continue to do so. Like I've said to you before, the first and foremost for us was to stay in the league. So I had an idea of how many points that'd be. We're still not at that amount of that points tally, should I say. So as soon as we get to that points tally that I want to get to, which is around 40 points, then we can start to assess where our season's going to end up. So keeping our feet firmly on the ground, but yeah, getting to that 40 points as soon as possible, and then, like I said, we can reassess where we want to end up.
And do you feel like, I mean, this is a really obvious question, and I'm probably going to get an equally obvious answer back. Do you feel like that Grimsby Borough, without jinxing it for you, you know, getting to that points tally, do you feel like you've adjusted to this level now?
Yeah, I feel like the first 7 or 8 games for us was a little bit false anyway, because we had lads missing through COVID, and obviously there was COVID, there was picking up with holidays, there was weddings that had been cancelled, and it was kind of rebooked for that time of the year. So we knew we was in for a hard time, and obviously stepping up to the stand was not going to be easy either way anyway. So we've now found our feet. We've lost a couple of players to other teams. Obviously Cleefox came in and took a right back off us, who's been a feature for us for the best part of 2.5 years. So that was an area where we've had to, you know, move players about and use what we've already got. And to be fair, because the morale's really good and lads, you know, the ability of our players, you know, there's a lot of flexible positions amongst them all. We've kind of just continued, and that run of form, like you say, hasn't slipped in any way, shape or form. And yeah, we're doing all right. We're happy where we're at. We feel that we're comfortable, and we'd be extremely happy as a club to finish in the top half. That's 100% where we're at.
And when you look at the results, you know, since the Worksop defeat, which is a long time ago now, and I think I said to this offer, you know, a lot of teams have lost to Worksop this season, obviously. You know, results against the likes of Stocksbridge Park Steels, Dunstan, Stockton Town, Cleethorpes, these are teams in and around the playoff positions who've not beaten you. And so, you know, that does bode very, very well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fundamentally we're at where we are. Do you know what I mean? We're happy where we are, and performance wise, we're happy where we are. I wouldn't lie. I think there's a couple of games in there where we should have won that was draws, and we should have probably lost a couple that were drawn. So it's levelled itself out. Apart from Worksop, who are the standout team, are the best team, and without a doubt, we'll go on to win the league and probably get the highest ever points tally. I've got no question in my mind that way will happen. But apart from them, nobody's beaten us in that current playoff position. So it's a very positive thing from our perspective. And, you know, we've got the next 17 games. We just want to really enjoy them, stay in the league. And like I said, we'll see where we end up. And I've got to give a shout out to Teddy at Stocksbridge. He's doing an absolute fantastic job. So a big shout out for them. Absolutely superb from where they're at as well, from my perspective.
And from your perspective, Daniel, just about, because I know what you're saying about the points tally and that side of things, but it is 6 points to the playoff line. And if you carry on this run of form, that gap may drop in the coming weeks. I mean, what do you think's possible? Are you keeping your feet on the ground?
No, obviously, if you look at, like you said, go off the form that we're on at the moment and the teams that we've played, and you know, we've had some very good results, albeit I will say some of the harder games, like Carlton last Saturday was a very hard game. The pitch was sticky. It was not great conditions. They're fighting for their lives. It was a really hard game. So there's no gimmies in this league. And yeah, we're 6 points off the playoffs. I know that teams in and around the playoffs this weekend are playing each other, and there's some really tough fixtures to go at. But at the same time, we've got two really hard fixtures in Grantham and Lincoln within the next two games, which are local derbies. So it's, you know, it's one of them where it'll be. I'd love to get 6 points out of the next two games, like every manager would. And then again, like I said, we'll see where we're at. But ideally for me, if I could finish in the top 10 at the first hit this season, that'd be outstanding. If we hit the playoffs, I don't know what the chairman would do. But the ambition would be absolutely, yeah, if we could hit the playoffs, absolutely outstanding. At the same time, like I say, first and foremost is to hit that flag where we said that we want to get to 40 points, and then we'll assess from there.
And just looking ahead to these local derbies, Grantham this weekend, Lincoln United the following Saturday, two big, vitally important games. What's the squad looking like as we head towards this crucial fortnight?
This weekend, we've got a new face in. We've brought a lad who left us in pre-season, and he's came back in this week, which will be a positive for us. I have got my centre-half and my centre-midfield and skipper out this weekend. It's his son's birthday, so he's going away for the weekend, and my centre-half struggling with an injury. So we've got to fill that spine, but I'm more than happy with the squad we've got at the minute, and I think we're more than capable of getting getting 3 points, especially at home. And then obviously we play Lincoln next week again at home, which Lincoln, to be fair, have had some really, really good results, and Chris has got them firing, to be fair. And I think both of us in Lincoln and Grimsby was probably expected to be in the bottom two or three, being brutally honest, and we're proving people wrong. So that, again, will be a very tough test. But one game at a time, our focus turns to Grantham, and hopefully it'll be a positive result come the weekend.
And then a big game against Consett and the like. And a closing question here, Daniel. I mean, it comes across loud and clear in this interview. I mean, how much are you looking forward to this second half of the season, and what is possible at Grimsby Borough?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're enjoying every week at the moment because results are going well. And at some point that will stop. There will be a defeat, I should imagine, along the way. We've just got to keep going. I've made them look at it and go, it's not 11 unbeaten or whatever. It's two wins on the bounce now. Forget what happened before that. We're two wins on the bounce. Can we make it three wins? Can we make it four wins? You know, that'd be, at the start of the year, we'd never imagined we'd go 11 unbeaten. So I thought we might have won three games on the bounce, but I'd like to achieve that first and foremost. And then, like I said, moving forward after that, we'll just see where we end up. But we're looking forward to it. We want to enjoy the next 17 games. I think it is 18 games that we've got left. And see where we end up and find our feet ready for next season.
Great stuff. Well, Daniel Barrett, manager of Grimsby Borough, a big happy new year to you. A big thank you for joining us on this week's show. And all the best in these local derbies coming up. And keep up the excellent work.
Thank you very much. And we'll speak to you soon.
Daniel Barrett there, manager of Grimsby Borough, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now, and Macclesfield leading the way up at the top of the West Division currently, 8 points clear of Leek Town. Leek Town are 3 points ahead of Workington. Workington in third position now, 10 points inside the playoffs. And it seems like a good time to welcome back now the manager at Workington to hear the mood at the Cumbrian side. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Borough Park. It's a welcome back to the show to Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big happy new year to you, and welcome back to the show. Three matches since the enforced winter break, an unbeaten recommencement of the league, one win, two draws. I mean, what's the mood like at the minute at Borough Park?
Yeah, really good. I think obviously we're on a good run since we got beat down at Macclesfield. I think it was 8 games ago we've gone unbeaten. I think obviously with 6 wins and 2 draws within that as well. So, no, we're on a good run at the moment. We're on a good run and we're really happy. I think obviously the two sort of Christmas games of Kidsgrove at home on Boxing Day, which we picked up 3 points in Clitheroe, where we got a point on the road, were two big games. A little bit disappointed on Saturday with our performance, but again, to play badly and get a point was a good result against a good Prescott team. So overall, here we are. We just got to now start making inroads in the second half of the season.
Yeah, I know you don't care about neutral perspective on things, but I mean, that's quite an ending to that game against Prescott Cables, wasn't it, at the weekend? I mean, what do you take from it, really, other than the fact it's a point and, you know, you like you say, you didn't play too well. So, I mean, it's a good point with that regard.
Yeah, I think on one hand, you look at it, it's a point gain because of probably how we played. On the other hand, when you go ahead with minutes to go, you should be seeing the game out and our game management's got to be better. And that's the disappointment side of it. Prescott fully deserves something out of the game. I'm wise enough. Well, I say wise enough. I've been around long enough now to say that when we play well, we deserve 3 points, and if we don't, we don't. And probably we didn't. It was probably a draw was a fair result. Both teams had good chances right the way through the game. So no, like you say, for a neutral, it would be a great game to watch. But like I say, disappointed not to see the game out. But on the other hand, with our performance, a point was probably a fair result.
And with regards to performances and that side of things, when you look at, you know, those games that are scheduled after that enforced winter break, you know, heading into Boxing Day, it's continuing that run that you've been on, like you said in your opening answer. I mean, that bodes very well, doesn't it? I mean, how did you keep everyone active during those 3 weeks off?
Yeah, well, we've had a big turnaround, to be honest with you, since Clitheroe at home on the August Bank holiday. We've only lost one game since then, and the boys have been fantastic, and I can't compliment them enough for their attitude and their application to everything we've asked them to do. And that continued into the sort of the mini little winter break type thing. We trained when we could, we gave them family time when we could. We were very lucky. We've got a great facility up here that we can use all the time with a 3G that it was never frozen, so we got away with that. So look, we were able to get a little bit of work done on the training pitch, give them a little bit of time away that they could spend with their families, obviously around an important time of the year. And they've done a little bit of work at home as well. So the boys have been fantastic, and I can't compliment them enough. They've really turned a corner since the August bank holidays, as much as silly as that sounds. I mean, I think we were one win in our first five or six, and we've lost one since then. So we're on a good run. We won't get too far ahead of ourselves. We've got to make sure that we keep doing it, because there's a lot of good teams in the league, and it shows that every week. There's team bottom end of the league that are taking points off the top end of the table. So we've got to make sure that every week we apply ourselves in the same manner as we do every game, and fingers crossed we can keep picking up these 3 points.
And that 3 points against Kidsgrove Athletic tied in with the point against Clitheroe. Important results as well when you consider that you're now 10 points inside the playoff positions. Are you looking upwards or over your shoulder at the moment? I mean, how are you seeing things with regards to the league table? Assuming you look at it, of course.
We don't, and that's the honest truth. We look after ourselves. I'm a big believer in league tables won't lie at the end of the season. The best team will win the league. The next four will be in the playoffs, and the two teams that unfortunately lose their place in the league will unfortunately deserve it. And that's how league tables work. We've just got to look after ourselves. It's pointless looking at Leek and Macclesfield, and it's pointless us looking at Runcorn, Mosley's and Clitheroe's chasing us. If we don't do our own business, we don't look after ourselves, it doesn't matter what happens anywhere else. And I'm a big believer that as long as we look after ourselves, we'll finish where we deserve to finish.
Two tougher ways coming up when it comes to the league for Workington. Trafford away this weekend. At Shoreview, the pitch is brilliant, but it has rained a lot, so it'll have plenty of zip on it, let's say. And then Mosley on Tuesday the 24th of Jan is a mammoth game. I mean, how are you shaping up as a squad heading into these fixtures?
Yeah, we're doing really well. The boys are good. We're getting boys back to fitness. Kieran Casson's not far away. Ben Hughes is now making good progress on the pitch as well. And obviously the squad's all fighting for places. I think obviously, as you said, the two big games, Trafford are on a little bit of a slump at the moment, but I've got no doubt that DC will turn them round. He's a fantastic manager and a great person, and I'm sure he'll get them going in the right direction again. And Mosley are obviously a real threat. They're doing really well in the league, and they showed that in the last few results. They're a team that will be pushing to finish comfortably into the playoffs. They'll have the sights set on that and try and chase everyone down. And like I say, they've got real danger at the top end of the pitch. They're well organised, and again, as I said, we've got a good manager there who can who'll know how to get the best out of the players.
And in between those two vitally important league games, you've got the small matter of Carlisle United coming to Borough Park as well in the Cumberland Cup. I mean, how are you taking to that game as well?
We'll be going with our first team squad. I think obviously we haven't got a game on the 21st leading into Mosley due to us moving the Skemmersdale game with a FA Trophy weekend earlier in the season. So we've obviously played them twice now. So we've got a free weekend, and it means we can play a lot of the boys in the County Cup game. The cup, obviously, I want to do well in the local area and things like that, and it'll be a tough game against Carlisle United. I think they'll bring a few of the first team players through as well, so it bodes well for another good test and putting in a good performance.
And one game at a time and all that, but looking ahead to February, in February you've got Leek Town away, you've got Runcorn Linnets away, you've got Macclesfield. I mean, it's a busy month coming up, isn't it, in February? But this is what the second half of the season's all about, and I'm sure you're more than happy to be involved in these big fixtures.
Yeah. Obviously, these are the games you want to be involved in when you go for playoffs and you want to go up challenging for titles and promotions. These are the games you have to be ready to step into. Obviously, February's going to be a month of teams all around us. But again, it's a two-way street. They'll be looking at it the same, saying that they've got against us as well. I'm fully confident that if the boys turn up and play the way they can, then get 3 points in as many games as they want. So we'll be concentrating on ourselves and see where it takes us at the end of the month.
And last question, Danny, how much are you looking forward to this next stage of the season now? Like we've touched upon here, Workington sitting in third, very much involved in the playoffs with a chance of closing that gap towards Macclesfield up at the top with these crucial games coming up. How much are you looking forward to this challenge in the second part of the season?
Everyone's looking forward to it. These are the best parts of the season. You want to be fighting for something. You want to be not just sort of seeing a season out. You want to be up there challenging. You want to be trying to get out of the league and things like that. And that's what we'll be trying to do. As I said earlier, I think the best team will win the league and the next four will finish in the playoffs. I'm a full believer in that. And we've just got to make sure we take care of ourselves and carry this run that we're on at the moment and keep picking up results.
Well, Danny Granger, manager of Workington, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Thursday to join us on this week's show. Big Happy New Year to you and all the best in the coming matches.
Happy New Year, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon, mate.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And for our last interview on this month's show, we're going to stick with the West Division and go to Witton Albion. Witton Albion, 8 points outside the playoffs, but currently on an 8-game unbeaten run in the West Division. And to hear more now on the mood at Winsham Park as we head properly into 2023, let's welcome back the manager at Witton Albion. Here's John Macken. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year. And, well, the unbeaten run at Witton Albion continues. I mean, what's the mood like at Winsham Park as we head into 2023?
Happy new year to you as well. It's good. It's good, obviously. You know, when we first came in, we was under no illusions. It was going to be tough. We had to get a brand new squad together. And it was always going to be, you know, challenging. I mean, that's no excuse to say, you know, we wanted the luxury of having, you know, not getting the results. But you always want to hit the ground running. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, results wasn't quite happening at the start because there's some good teams in this division. And, you know, now we've kind of, you know, come together. It's building and performances and you know, the results have turned around for us. So at the moment, yeah, we're on a bit of a good run.
It's a question I've been asking all the managers on this week's show and last week as well, just about that gap that we've had from you know, the enforced winter break. You must be pleased with the fact that you've continued that form, as because that's challenging, isn't it, having 3 weeks off basically with no football.
It is. It's challenging for anybody, and you know, to try and keep the players ticking over, to try and keep, you know, the motivation there and everything has been good. But like I said, you know, we've built a good group together. You know, we've got young lads, very talented young lads, and a bit of experience in there as well. So, you know, that always helps when difference in training schedules that you've had, and, you know, difference in bits of training that we've had to do. You know, we've had to look at different things because we've not been able to get on 3Ds because they're all booked out, or, you know, we've not been able to break in the usual day or the usual time. So we've had to really look at trying to do things that are going to keep them ticking over, but also keep them active and keep them enjoying it. A good group of lads and a good place in terms of our run. It's never easy when going up like that, but, you know, people are always mentioning, you know, it's going to come to an end, and, you know, it's not really what we're focusing on. We're focusing on keeping that run and keeping that unbeaten run going as long as possible, and, you know, that's our job. You know, it doesn't matter who we play because, it's, like I said, this division, we've got some, you know, some very, very good teams in there from top to bottom. I mean, we played Glossop last weekend, Drew Trewall, who had a very, very good team, and, you know, I think they're in the bottom 3-4. So it's always challenging. But as I say, we're in a good place where we're feeling really confident at the minute, and we've just got to keep going and keep being and keep continuing with our performance levels and looking to try and get the results.
Yeah, and when you look at the progress that's been made, you know, I think it was about five rounds of fixtures ago, you were 15th in the league table, now you're 8th. So what do you think's possible? Because, like you say, you know, these runs do come to an end eventually, but if you keep it going, then that playoff line gets ever closer.
Yeah, well, it's our job, you know, it's our job as me as a manager, as us as staff and the players, to keep the run going as long as possible. And, you know, we go into every game believing that we've got an opportunity to go and continue that, but also to go and get the 3 points, to go and get that point that's needed. And, you know, I'll go back to Glossop as well, who, you know, we played last weekend, who, you know, they're a very good side. Very good side. And to go 1-0 down and pull it back just before half time and then 2-1, you know, you're not quite sure how it's going to go after that, even though I thought we was playing well. We got the equaliser, and it just shows the belief in the team now, you know, not giving up and just continuing and keep going and trying to grind them results out. And it's really pleasing as a manager when you've got a squad like that with that belief and also that momentum and that, you know, the attitude and desire to go and really, really keep going and turn the defeats into draws and the draws into wins.
Absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, the next round of fixtures, obviously you've got Bootle this weekend at Winsham Park. You're on the same number of points. This game's pretty big, isn't it? And pretty important, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, but honestly, I think it seems like every weekend the next game's the most. It's a really important game because it shows how tight the league is.
Yes,
and like I said, you know, it shows, you know, that I believe anyway the level of the the division this year. It's quite good. There's some very, very talented players in there and good squads, good teams in there. So every weekend it's another challenge for us that we've got to set ourselves of, you know, how we approach it. And we're not taking it lightly. Liverpool are a very good team, very tough team to beat. And, you know, do we believe we can get the result? Absolutely, because we believe that in every game. We've got to do that. You know, that's our job. But it's going to be a challenge. But it's going to be a challenge that we thrive for, because that's what we want. You know, we don't want easy games. We do want tough games. We don't want every game, or we don't want games to be easy. We want challenges. And you know, this is what I've said to the players. We want them challenges week in, week out. Whether it's the top of the league you're playing, or the bottom of the league you're playing, or the teams around you, you've got to have that challenge. And that challenge, it keeps you on your toes and keeps you focused and keeps you pushing for, like I say, them performances.
And just to touch upon that squad you've built, obviously you've got players there like Mike Correll, haven't you, and Harry McGee, Elliot Rocker. It's a decent squad, isn't it?
We have. Like I said to you, we've got a decent squad. We've got players who have been around the divisions a long time, who know the division, experienced players, and we've got young players and who are, you know, playing the first season, second season, third season in this division, or, you know, in these leagues. And I believe in them. You know, I believe in the quality of the players. I believe in the quality of them personally, individually, and as a collective. And, you know, that's the challenge that I set them week in, week out. Go and perform. Go and keep yourself in the team, but go and showcase yourself of what you're about as a individual and as a team player as well. And, you know, fortunately, at the moment for us, we've got lads who are really performing, you know, to a high level.
And obviously, we've already touched upon Bootle. We've not really mentioned Prescott Cables. Another big game. That's just a week after as well, John. So that's what you were talking about earlier. Oh, and then you've got Clivero away the week after that. So big, big games, yeah. Week after week.
I think we've got Mac and then Kidsgrove, haven't we? And I think it's never ending. But like I said, I think every game in this division is a tough challenge, and it's a big game for us. Because we've got ambitions, the players have got ambitions, and, you know, other teams have got ambitions of their own as well. We've just got to focus on ourselves, believe in ourselves, and keep pushing us to continue the unbeaten run, but continue to try and get them points that, you know, are going to help us achieve what we, you know, what we set our goals out for the start of the season.
Now, I've got David Fish on the other line, and I've got to remind you that you've got Mosley away as well soon after. You've got, yes, Macclesfield away. So, yeah, a decent run of games for you there, John. And just a closing question, really. I mean, it's been a brilliant run that Witt and Albion find themselves on. How much are you looking forward to what's possible at Winsham Park in the second half of the season and the challenge to come?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just mentioned there, we've got Mosley in a few weeks as well, who are flying at the minute, you know, who are doing really well. And these are the challenges that we want. You know, as a manager, as players, we want these challenges. We want the tough ones. We want the tough games. We want, if you're going to do something, if you're going to achieve something, you want to do it by beating good teams and playing good football and putting good performances and, you know, getting the points that you deserve it to be where you finish at the end of the season. And, you know, our aims at the start of the year haven't changed. You know, it didn't change when we was going through a little bit of a bad patch, and it's not changed now that we're going through, you know, a bit of a good patch. So it's always been the same. It's always been one that we believe we could get to. And, you know, we're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep fighting, and we're just going to keep focusing on what we can do as a squad and as a club.
Great stuff. Well, John Macken, manager of Witt and Albion, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big Happy New Year to you, and all the best in the coming matches.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
John Macken there, manager of Witt and Albion, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's edition. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.